Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Consistency, man. You gotta be able to be consistent at all times. Like literally every day doing the same thing for years. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like you can't, it sounds like it's the easiest thing to do it, but most people will find a reason why they can't do it.
Yep.
That's the, like every time I talk to somebody, it's like, yeah, but I got this. I'm like, look, you can keep making the excuses, but you're going to keep being in the same position.
Yeah.
So figure out whether it's from your financial standpoint, whether it's a health standpoint, relationship standpoint, can you be consistent at something? Most people aren't.
Why do you do Art Basel in Iowa City? Art Basel in Miami. Get a ticket, yo. They still got spirit.
It's like the person that says that they can't work out or they can't eat healthy. You're too busy to live. Right.
That's
essentially, you're too busy to live. So you're going to die rather than live because you're too busy. And it's the same thing with that. Like, you're too busy. Chris has said this before. Shout out to Chris. He said, you're too busy to get rich. I get it.
Right.
I understand it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no problem.
And a lot of people are too busy to get rich.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people like that.
Well, and it's never been easier. Like, do you know how much I had to read and study and be on charts to figure out just where to get? Like, yo, you don't have nothing to do. Watch show for an hour, have 2 hours.
Bye. That's the easy part. It's no. Already, that's what I'm saying. Like, when we was creating Earn Your Legion, it was like, read. I'm reading all those things because I know you're not going to.
Facts.
Straight up. I'm reading everything so I know what things are you going to find interesting, what things can help you. You don't even have to go read them. This is what this is. Like, we've done all this research every single week for 5 years for you to listen for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, for information that's going to help you. That's the
easy. How many pages are you reading a day?
I can't, bro.
Can't even.
Yeah, until I'm like, all right, I got enough information for today.
But then also I want to challenge everybody too for New Year's resolutions. Try to become sober. That's important.
Yes.
That is important because
let's talk about it.
It's really hurting your brain. And you're not operating at the highest level possible. So try to become sober. Try to cut the bullshit out your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Stop eating fast food, McDonald's, processed foods. Just do it for a month. Work out 3 to 4 times a week for an hour. Try to drink at least a half, but try to drink a gallon of water a day.
Yeah.
Because what ends up happening is that you start to think at a higher level. And you'll be surprised what clarity it will do.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
One thing my dad told me, I'm be sober all the time so I can be aware of everything and collect everything.
And the last thing is break up. If you're in a toxic relationship, break up.
Say it.
I want to challenge you right now.
Biggest drawdown. Yes.
Facts. 100%. Break up now. Break up now. If you're in a toxic dating relationship, toxic, whatever, end it now. Do it now. I'm dead serious. See what January, because it's going to take a couple weeks for you to kind of get acclimated. So start now.
Yeah.
By January 31st, I guarantee you're going to start to see life differently.
And if you are in a healthy relationship, I'll play the other aspect of
invest
that.
More into
invest
it.
Invest more into it. Pour more into it. I've had that conversation with you. I've had it with my wife. Like I could do more. I'm going to do more. I want to be better. Like people say, oh, you're a great guy. I could be better. Pour more into that. Like dive more into that. How much better can you be as a man? Because if you're better as a man, everything around you will be better as well. So be better. We can be better. Be better. I just want to say this last point now that you go, because it's true. And shout out to Tabitha Brown. She said something to me very important. She said, we did the episode. It was powerful. And I was like, yo, I think I'm going to try this vegan thing. And she was like, look, how old are you? I was like, I'm 40. She was like, you've done it your way for 40 years. Doesn't your body deserve a change for at least 30 days? I was like, done. That's it. That's a lot. I needed to hear that for me to say, all right, let me try this.
Yeah.
But the only thing about trying to become better in relationships, that's why I want.
Not trying.
Sometimes you got to focus on yourself first.
That's what I said.
It's hard to be a better partner if I'm not optimalizing my own personal.
You cooking.
Yeah, but what I said.
You said.
Be a better man first, right? Like I said, I know I can be better. So that I can make everything else better around me. So that starts with me. But most people, they even try to be like, I am who I am. Nah, bro, like you were put here with a purpose, right? And it may not just be for you. Like, yes, you first, but there are people around you that you affect. Mm-hmm. So if you know, like you said, I know I can stop eating junk food, right? There's something that somebody's saying like, yo, I know I can stop doing it. If you know it, then this is the time. And I know New Year's resolutions, always people always start them, but they never finish them. Like, start it today. Yeah. Right, like, I know I can be better. Let me try to do that. All right, let me do that. Not even try.
Let's issue a challenge to anybody that's listening.
Yeah.
30-day challenge. Become sober. Yes. Be sober for 30 days. Right?
No alcohol.
That includes Sunday, fun day, and Saturday.
Right.
No drugs, no alcohol.
Right.
No mezcal, no Molly, no,
no gummy,
nothing.
No Tesla.
That includes New Year's now.
Yeah. Whenever you want to start, but just... Be sober for 30 days
and live.
Stop eating bullshit for 30 days. You know what bullshit is. I'm gonna give you a whole strict diet, but just no soda, no extra unnecessary sugar, no candy, no fast food. Stop eating bullshit for 30 days. Work out 3 to 4 times a week for a month. This is something I forgot to say also. Clean up your algorithm.
Big facts.
Do read for once an hour a day, or listen to a positive podcast, listen to YouTube, listen to something, either read or listen to something for 1 hour a day that's educational.
Yeah.
And try to clean up your algorithm.
Can we add to that? I'm asking.
Well, I just got one more.
I want to add to that one though. Can we put social media in there?
That's the algorithm. Clean up the algorithm.
I'm talking about my life algorithm.
All together.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my life algorithm, like getting like people don't. I don't want that type of energy.
When I mean clean out your algorithm, I mean clean out social media.
Okay,
it's like try to unfollow negative pages, unfollow bullshit. Like try not to like certain, because that's how they. If you like things, so unfollow.
Or what about if you don't use it like a week?
Oh, but your personal life,
I don't want to be too extreme. I don't want to be too extreme because social media is vitally important. So it's kind of difficult to tell people not to use social media for a month. So I don't I don't want them to become monks. But then the last thing is the end of relationships thing. So if you could do those five things, if you could do five, if you're sober, in bad relationships, learn 1 hour a day, work out, and stop eating bad food. Try to do those five things for 30 days and see what your life looks like after those 30 days are over.
We're going to combine be sober in your relationship. Well, some of y'all just drunk in love. Be sober in a relationship. You start seeing clearly like who you with.
You don't want to be in a relationship. You gotta be intoxicated to be in a relationship.
Some.
I'm just saying that's a toxic. That's the definition of toxic.
That's what I'm like, saying. You drunk in love.
Intoxicated to be in a
and vibe. You know, and for those of you like how you know if you should, if you gotta ask that question, you should. I know it's tough, but pour into yourself. And if you're the toxic one, work on not being toxic. But for the fellas who need a bag, I'm like, yo, a lot of times. Because you're allowing certain shit in your life. Like, them 3 or 4 hours you spend in a week arguing with that person, somebody else is taking them 3 or 4 hours to level their shit up in every area of life, and you may not get the opportunity again. I'm going to say this too. Last, when you get an opportunity to change your life, take it immediately. I'm so tired of people. I wasn't ready. It doesn't matter. If the flight leave at 9, board at 8:40. Some of y'all want to wait 2 years later and like, oh, what do I do? You fail. That's what happens right now.
That's a fact.
Some of y'all waited to even go vote and all this other shit. And then you want to talk. Why don't you tell them this when you want to talk to the Democrats? He's in office now, bro. You didn't go vote.
That's a fact.
You didn't even vote, bro.
And I will issue a precaution. Like I talked about gambling. That's something that's very negative on your life. This alcohol thing is very negative, man. Like, you got to really be careful with alcohol because what ends up happening is that you're killing your brain cells. And if you think about it, alcohol is the only thing, like, if you drink too much, what happens? You get alcohol poison. That lets you know something. You're actually poisoning your body every time you do this. So, of course, everything in moderation, you know, like, I like champagne, stuff like that. But when you're getting drunk, what happens is that your body is not optimizing at its full level, then it's taking you a day to recover. So you're actually killing days of your life because it takes that's why you call it a hangover, right? So I say that because we're in the holiday season and everybody, you know, it's party, it's drinking, you know, and that's just really harmful to you. And, you know, it's unfortunate. Like I watch a lot of these documentaries. I was watching a documentary about Native Americans and they were saying like, you know, that's one of the main things that they did, right? Where they introduced them is on the reservations. The guy was saying on the reservation in North Dakota, one of the biggest things that they have there is a diabetes center. And that's really sad because it's like the Native people never had health problems like that. They was very slim.
Yep.
But the white man introduced them to so many things that they wasn't taking part in. And they turned them into alcoholics. And turned them into, you know, eating fast food, Kentucky Fried. And it's like, man, they literally just, whoever didn't get killed physically, they slaughtered them mentally. And it's an unfortunate situation, but it's the same play that happens over and over and over again. And it's like all of these poor communities, you're going to see the same things. You're going to see people that, you're going to see a liquor store. You're going to see a Kentucky Fried Chicken or Kennedy Fried Chicken. You're going to see all of that stuff. And then you also going to see the diabetes center. Like, that's why that movie was so ill. Like the,
the Jamie Foxx movie.
Tyrone, because it's like when they did
Tyrone.
When he just looked and he was like, yo, they just, and it's like I understood the symbolism behind that. Like, you know what I mean? Like we're getting killed from the food that we eat and the poisons that we put in our body. So it's like, you know, if you want to smoke, all right, but it's like this weed that they're giving you is not from the ground. It's synthetic, it got all kinds of chemicals in it. And it's not helpful you either. Like, honestly, like, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's going to be like the medicinal marijuana, but it's like, it is a gateway drug. And there's a lot of people that are on K2 and they didn't start with
K2. Crazy.
I don't know nobody that started with K2 or started with fentanyl. I don't know one person in life that their first interactions with drug was to K2 and fentanyl.
K2 back on something?
Heavy, especially in jail.
Oh, that's when they're turning the zombies.
Nah, yes.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, man. And then we got to talk about, there's an autism epidemic as well. And
that is
I never seen so many kids with autism. Like, I just feel like it wasn't this many people. Man, I can go on and on. A lot of this stuff is blackout, careful. You gotta be careful what you're doing, man, because it's like walking a minefield these days.
Yeah, I started even in education. I started wondering back to when we were in school, was it prevalent and we weren't aware, or was it just not prevalent at all? Because I started to think, like, early 2000s, I started seeing it. I'm working I'm working as a teacher assistant in classrooms with kids on the spectrum, all different levels at the time. It was called spectrum. Obviously, it's changed now. But I just started, like, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm starting to think, like, were we not aware, or were we just blind to it? Because, I mean, even now, the numbers start to define, like, it's way more now. I think it started out being one out of every 100 kids in the early 2000s, when it then went down to one every 50. I think now we're down to, like, one out of every 10. And so we start to look at what are some of the commonalities, and it all pretty much goes back to one out of 35. Something's happening.
Make you not even want to have a kid.
Something's happening. Could it be the food? Could it be? They haven't really figured it out, but.
And then it's mental health thing too. Like, it's true. You got to figure that. Like,
it's true.
There was always mental health issues, but the rate at what we're seeing, it couldn't have been the same 50 years ago. Like, it couldn't have been the same. Like, it's like, I don't know, man. I feel like one out of every four people got some mental health issues.
I think that increases, though, which is scary, because yes, we just came out of a pandemic, and from a financial standpoint, everybody who's listening to this and probably watched Market Mondays, financially great. I'm thinking about those young kids who went through a pandemic, the anxiety, the isolation, all those things that they're experiencing at such a young age. What does that look like? 5, 10, 15? We won't know the effects. But the depression.
Social media. What is social media doing to your mental health?
Now you combine that with that.
One of my biggest fears that will cause Apple to collapse, if there's a global lawsuit about not only the mental health effects it's had, but the radiation that's emitted. And if that's ever passed, that'd be it. But we have to be very honest. Like, social media and time on phone has degraded the quality of our life. It's not in fashion because we don't have a sector to replace it. But if there's a sector to replace it that is no, and Apple has to fall on that sword, I think we'll look back. I think the social media and phone epidemic is just as bad as the cigarette epidemic of the 60s and 70s for our generation.
Could be worse.
You gotta look at the economic impacts of all this stuff. Like, what's the economic impacts of autism? Right? Depending on how severe that is, that the child might have to live with their parents for their whole life. So it's like they're not able to actually work. Might get disability on a certain level. Parent has to. So, man, this is a very complex situation. But this economic impact of the situation, it got to be looked at. It has to be in the billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Even to have specialists inside of the schools. I remember at the time, and this is like 2003. Shout out to Southern Westchester Bosies. That was my first employer. They would pay $100,000 to have services for a kid. So imagine if you have 9 kids, you're talking about $1 million fee just to have services inside of that building. Well, what happens when that facility says, yo, we can't afford to pay that anymore? Now the district has to do it. Now the district is looking at it like, we don't even have the money in the first place. Where are we going to find the money to service the kids who actually have needs? This is why I said, like, if you're a parent or if you're an educator, like, you should be advocating, because you obviously know the needs of the kids, you know, the needs of, from an educational standpoint, but from a lot of teachers or parents, like, y'all know the needs. Yeah. It's a real situation.
Some parents don't know the needs.
That's why I said teachers should advocate, because
some teachers don't know.
But they work, so that, and that's another issue, right? But they're working with kids. They're working in a population, right? Like, most times throughout a year, your kid is going to be in school more than they're going to be home with you.
Absolutely.
Right? And so you have a better advantage, right? You can see the learning style, right? Like, if you ask my son's learning style, I'd have to sit down and do his homework with him over a number of times. What's his learning style? Who is he as a student inside of a class? What does that look like? These things we don't know, right? But the educator should have that advantage of seeing that.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.